Hold on, I need to get the...
We'll forward on the complaint that you put in.
Right.
We'll get it chased up and we will get it looked into.
As it stands, because I'm not a wheelchair user, if I'm faced with this problem again... But you just told me that
you your local council office to chase it up through the trade networks as to what their statute of limitations are.
But what you've just told me just now is that according to your guidelines, you're telling me because I'm not a wheelchair user, you only provide alternative transport for wheelchair users.
I.e. like wheelchair users and possibly even people that are on crutches. It's going to be things like that. That's what that will mean.
I'm just really shocked. Okay.
With all different types of physical aids, that's fully understandable. But the problem is, what is going on about there is you cannot make somebody with a wheelchair get onto a bus. This is why they have that put in place for them to then get some other mode of transport because they literally can't get on the bus.
But then if you're saying that it's only for wheelchair users, then it's that thing again of if somebody has really severe breathing difficulties, and I appreciate where you're coming from, but that still makes myself and other people ill if I have to be in contact with somebody who smokes outside before getting on the coach. But then there's only so many places in that coach where you can be. That's not like I can change carriages like you do on a train. That was my major issue. I've experienced it before and it was absolutely awful. I was ill for days after.
And unfortunately, it is something that the whole country is going through. It's not just yourself, myself and other asthmatics as well. It's everybody like that suffers the same. I do. And unfortunately, in this day and age, until they do something else to stamp that out, there's literally nothing else we can do apart from moving out of the way of the area. The fact that people still do it and they're getting away with it, unfortunately, unless you put this complaint forward towards the MP for getting something sorted out about this one, that would be the best route, I would say, to go.
Right. Okay, if you can escalate my complaint, please, because I haven't had any response whatsoever since the 10th of November.
Any response about it, okay, since you've put it in, I've forwarded that on, all right, and I've forwarded it as high priority, okay, so it will get dealt with as soon as possible.
Thank you.
Put your contact telephone number down is the fact that they can then phone you as opposed to, writing a letter or sending an email. Actually, get in contact with you.
Right. Okay. So I've got a note. If we're coming back to you, can I take your name, please?
Yeah, my name's Alan.
Alan. Alan. And what department was you in?
Four.
In terms, because you said you weren't in customer services.
No, we're not customer services. We're customer support. We're
right. Oh.
Customer
support.
We're not.
Right, okay. Okay, thank you for your help.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.